Bauer Than Hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. I'm Kyle Swagger, filling in for Ewan Rankin today. It is Wednesday, April 27th, 2011. All the technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. PlayStation owners out there, be afraid, be very afraid. As we all know, PSN, yes, the PlayStation Network had its outage. It's still kind of ongoing right now. Sony has confirmed that your personal data has been compromised. Yes, Sony is telling us this right now, that your data is not safe. They could have even gotten your credit card details. Now, they're saying that there is no evidence right now that the hackers do have your credit card details, but Sony's asking you to keep an eye on your credit card accounts. Oh, how comforting. Dang it, I knew I should have got a Nintendo Wii. Getting a little bit bored with your Windows 7? Well, it looks like Windows 8 might actually be coming along before we know it. Apparently, another pre-beta has surfaced online, and there's some details coming out about it. And it looks a little bit similar to Windows 7. We have seen some details, though, about the blue screen of death. It's no longer the blue screen of death. It is now the black, lovely, upgraded, nice and stylish screen of death. Yeah, still the screen of death, but hey, it's modern, right? Speaking of our friends over there at Microsoft, it looks like Windows Phone 7 and even the BlackBerry platform are struggling to attract developer attention. Now, this is not a big surprise, really. Now, looking at a graph, we're looking at iPhone, of course, dominating at 91%, followed by the iPad at 86%. Android, not far behind at all. 85% of the developers are wanting to go there, along with 71% for the Android tablets. You got Symbian down there at 7%, and MeeGo, if you even remember MeeGo, at 5%. Windows 7, 29%, followed by BlackBerry, 27%. MeeGo, my God, I think the name says it all. MeeGo, MeeGo. Well, have the people over at Motorola finally had a change of heart for all Android phone users out there? Could be. This is still a bit on the down low. It's a little bit of a rumor right now. But apparently, from what we're hearing, Motorola is promising unlocked bootloaders for future Android phones. Yes, Android users, Motorola might actually be able to let you hack your phone with a bootloader. Let's hope this is true, because God knows, reputation for Motorola and Android has not been good. Well, we all remember the hype surrounding the Nintendo 3DS. We just could not wait to get our hands on it, and then we got it, and then apparently that's all the ones they sold. The folks over at Nintendo are saying that they did not expect the sales of the 3DS to decline so dramatically in such a small frame of time. They've only sold 3.6 million of the things, but they expected to sell 16 million units. Yeah, that's a far cry. They're really, really off. There's been a lot of speculation. Maybe it's the 3D graphics. It's not healthy for kids. Who knows? But I do know that if you still want one, chances are the shops have got one. Google's Summer of Code 2011 is now underway. Yeah, all the geeks and the people that do the code and that make the world go round, yeah, they're out there. There's 1,116 students to actually mentor, with 175 open source projects that are going on right now. And Google's actually investing $6 million into this thing. Now, what's interesting about it, neither Fedora or Ubuntu have any students there this year. Am I hearing the Chrome OS effect? Maybe. Netflix in the U.S. has reported that, yes, they have made a ton of money this quarter, but it's no thanks to DVD rental shipments at all. In fact, they're saying that their clientele is preferring streaming now over to DVD shipments. And who can blame them? I would much rather just plop in front of my TV and watch it stream. Good and bad. Good, yeah, you get it right there on demand. The bad, Netflix has to unload so much cash to these distributors for the streaming content that they're probably going to have to pass it on to you later in the year. Listen up, all you football fans. FA Cup Final 3D. Yes, that's right. It's going to be shown in 3D. Now, this is according to ESPN Production and Sky, where it's going to be shown in 3D. It's also going to be shown on ITV as well and standard ESPN. Now, the match, which takes place on the 14th of May, is between Manchester City and Stoke City. Hey, I don't know about you. I'm looking forward to the match, but I'm looking forward even more to seeing the football hooligans in 3D. A bit of sad tech news for you today. Have you been looking for a typewriter? Yeah, probably not. Kind of like the rest of the world. Well, sad news. The last typewriter factory in India is closing its doors after 60 years of making typewriters. Apparently, they said the orders have been dwindling so much from the early 2000s that they decided just to close up shop. Nobody wants typewriters anymore. You know, reading this article kind of made me want to go buy a typewriter. eBay, here I come. And finally, I gotta let you know about a great podcast that's coming out. It's actually from a friend of the network. His name's Dane Golden. You might actually remember him from over at Twit. Dane's been on The Big Show a few times as well. Well, he's got a new podcast coming out called Facebook This Week. And you're thinking, yeah, this is all Facebook news every week, getting you caught up. I mean, if you're on Facebook, if you're interested in what's going on with Facebook, you got to check out the show. Just head on over to hey.com/FTW, hey.com/FTW. Check out the show every week, Facebook news for you. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can also follow us on our website at bageltechnews.com. You can also find us on Twitter and YouTube as well at bageltechnews. Now, there will be no Bageltech News tomorrow, but we should be back here on Friday. So until then, I hope everybody has a great couple of days, and thank you so much for listening.